This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 31st, 2 days before the big game in New York City. I'm not allowed to call it the Super Bowl, Paul, because we're not sponsors of the game. So it's the big game in New York City between Denver and Seattle, not between the Broncos and the Seahawks, because I'm not an NFL sponsor.
You really are obnoxious.
But
big
it's
game, though. What are you looking forward to? Why don't we start? We don't have a lot of the Roster Report Podcast. We don't have a lot of roster news.
Okay, now we said.
Right?
Sure.
We don't have a lot of roster news.
Brendan Daly.
Why don't you, that's the lone.
Another week, another change on the Patriots coaching roster. In addition, this week, Patriots announced on January 29th the hiring of Brendan Daly to Bill Belichick's staff as a defensive assistant. Daly is a 17-year coaching veteran, including 8 seasons in the NFL as an assistant, mostly a defensive line guy, 2 stints with the Vikings, and another stint with the St. Louis Rams from 09 to 11, but the last 2 years been back in Minnesota. A former tight end at Drake.
Love the Drake.
The rapper?
No.
Drake, a rapper or singer or something?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Not the Drake. He's Drake.
The Drake is from
But Seinfeld. Daly would be a defensive assistant. You know, you'd assume he'd be working with the defensive front, either the defensive line, which was formerly coached by Patrick Graham and still very well could be coached by Patrick Graham, or linebackers, where you have an opening with Pepper Johnson departing the staff. So Brendan Daly will be involved, I'm guessing, with the defensive front, Paul Perreault. And what do you think of this move?
Listen, they needed to have they need some more coaches on the staff. I mean, it's already numbers wise a little bit on the light side.
Kirsch likes to point that out. We do more with less than any other staff in football.
Right, and you know, when with that, I guess you get a little pat on the back and an attaboy because I don't know what you get out of that. But they obviously needed to replace Pepper Johnson in some way, and I would imagine that that's what this is. Whether, as you said, it's going to be defensive line or linebackers, we'll have to wait and see. Some familiarity with Josh McDaniels, you know, maybe he recommended him from his time because McDaniels was there in 2011. He was in St. Louis when Daly was part of that staff. Other than that, I don't know a whole lot about the guy, so we'll have to see what kind of style he is. I read some reports about him out of Minnesota, called him sort of a fiery coach.
Good. We need that.
You know,
Pepper
so,
was that.
Yeah, that's certainly what you would lose from Pepper would be that sort of fire and brimstone approach. Sounds like this guy has a little of that too.
And I know a lot of fans are hoping he's a good recruiter and he's going to bring Jared Allen with him from Minnesota to the Patriots. Jared Allen, a free agent.
Yeah, within like 10 seconds of posting that we had gotten Daly, somebody tweeted that to me immediately.
I'm not sure that's a, you know, direct correlation or necessarily the writing is on the wall there, but
package deal, I believe.
You know, if we can dream for Larry Fitzgerald, we can dream for
one of my thousands and thousands of followers, I think.
And thousands of the Rocks fans. I guess we should touch just momentarily on the Larry Fitzgerald hot topic of the week.
Debacle.
Where Tom E. Curran from CSNNE.com reported early in the week that a source was telling him the Patriots were interested in Larry Fitzgerald last offseason and sent out feelers. NFL Network, Ian Rappaport immediately responded, quote, "First the Cards have heard of it." And then he got into a little back and forth on Twitter with Tom Curran, who said, right, that's why I said it hadn't reached that level. And so I don't really know what feelers mean if they don't involve talking to the team you'd like to feel out for their player. And then the Boston Herald muddied the water even more with a subhead that said no talks between the Patriots and Cardinals, and then later said no serious negotiations. Well, there can be talks without serious negotiations. There can be feelers without talks. I mean,
correct.
A lot of mud in this water. Larry Fitzgerald had a good bounce back year last year, productive 1,000-yard season, double-digit touchdowns. I think he had 80-something catches. We'll have an $18 million cap number this fall. Actually, he won't because it's going to be renegotiated somewhere, somehow, no matter what team he plays for.
Logical assumption.
Paul Perreault, percent chance that Larry Fitzgerald lines up in a Patriots uniform come September?
One.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, I don't want to say zero because there's too many of these things that happen that just no one sees as a possibility, and it, once in a while it comes through. So I'm going to give it a 1% chance. I don't think Arizona has any intentions of trading him. Clearly, they want to get that number down. But Larry Fitzgerald has already openly talked about being open to a restructure. As long as it's not a pay cut, it'll be a restructure. So that helps the Cardinals with their cap situation in the short term. And doesn't cost Fitzgerald any money. And oh, by the way, last year Arizona was 10-6, and the last team that didn't make the playoffs in the NFC, a much more difficult NFC than the AFC. So I don't think the Cardinals are far away. I think to let him go at this stage would be a bad mistake by the organization, trying to sort of get back to legitimacy after the great years that they had with Kurt Warner. Then they slipped a little bit. They got a new coach in there. They had some success last year. To me, 1%, Andy.
And the Patriots aren't exactly swimming in cap space themselves. Projections at this point have put the cap potentially between 123 and 128. Patriots will roll over, I believe, just over $4 million in cap space. But they already have in the, I think, $128 million range of contracts for next year. And you have Julian Edelman to deal with. You have a potential franchise tag for Aqib Talib. You'd have other extensions you may be interested in. There'll be a lot moving, but that would be a large chunk of a moving piece to add to that salary cap pie.
Yeah,
so
certainly
seemed like it would have been easier to make the deal last year when they were, quote, putting out feelers or not, I don't know, depending on who you believe. And I agree with you. I think it's very, 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 very unlikely that Larry Fitzgerald will be a Patriot. But there is a big game this Sunday, Paul, that I know you are just itching to talk about.
Not really.
Well, you started the show. You said you want to talk about
it. So what are you looking for? Give me one thing that you're looking for on Sunday.
I am looking for Wes Welker to score a touchdown. I am the anti-Patriot fan. I am rooting for Wes Welker. I want him to get a ring. I want him to cap an impressive workman-like career with maybe some success in the spotlight. You know, I know a lot of fans around here hold a Super Bowl loss against him. I'd like to see him get a ring. I'm rooting for him.
I'm looking for, you know, it says a lot about us. You know, you look for something nice and positive.
Nice.
I'm looking for something bad to happen to somebody. I'm looking for Marshawn Lynch to get completely shut down, maybe even fumble. I just don't like the whole act.
I don't either. I don't care for
Not
Marshawn.
A fan of the whole act. And I don't care about talking to the media. You cannot talk to the media and not be a jerk about it.
Right.
I think he's a jerk. I think he acts like a jerk to the media. And I think there's a lot of guys in this locker room that we've dealt with over the years that haven't always wanted to talk to us. And they say, no, not today. Corey Dillon, I used to ask every single day if he wanted to talk. And every single day he would say, not today, boss, or something along that line. You didn't have to, and not that I'm saying Corey Dillon is this model citizen, you know, outside of football, but he didn't have to be a jerk every time. So I'm rooting for Marshawn Lynch to really get shut down in this
game. He was polite when he said, I don't give a
beep. Right. Yeah.
So Paul Perillo,
I didn't come here to get no stats.
Rooting against Marshawn Lynch.
I came here to win football games.
I'm rooting for Wes Welker.
Yeah, I wouldn't
mind. So
are
we both rooting for the Broncos?
I'm rooting for the Broncos.
Me too.
Yes.
I'm rooting for a good game. And as I just wrote on the Make Your Case on Patriots.com that you will see on the website where you can chime in and vote on what you're looking forward to as a fan, I'm also looking forward to the commercials where I get to see some, you know, boobies and dancing animals.
For me, it's all about the food, Andy. All about the food.
It's a fun weekend.
How much of it I can eat.
I will not be in the auxiliary press box in the cold weather of New York. I'll be in my home on the couch enjoying the game. And
sure.
I hope all you guys are too. And until then, we'll talk to you again next week on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, where maybe we'll have another assistant coach to talk about. Who knows? Peace out.
The legend of the phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning?
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.